get to Richard Arnold in the States, and the US response to Ukraine-Russia tensions is ramping up.
Sure is, isn't it? Yeah, the brinksmanship is increasing a lot as Russian ships, troops and missiles are on the move, Tim. They've now amassed, 100,000 Russian troops along the Ukrainian border amid intel claims from the Brits that Putin plans to install a pro-Moscow puppet leader. So that's the latest suggestion being floated. The US is moving to evacuate some American diplomats and their families from the embassy in Kyiv, while Secretary of State Antony Blinken says his latest talks with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, were inconclusive, says Blinken.
We have rallied allies and partners across Europe in a very intense way over the last weeks to make very clear that there would be massive consequences for renewed Russian aggression. We provided more military assistance to Ukraine last year. We've been going after agents of Russia in Ukraine seeking to destabilize the government. I just approved the transfer of U.S. origin military technology in other countries to Ukraine. So we are proceeding on both paths at the same time. We'll be ready either way.
Mm. Will any of that be effective? President Biden has just held talks with his national security team at Camp David. Putin has been demanding that Ukraine be permanently denied any sort of membership in NATO. The U.S. has been rushing more military aid to Ukraine. The first shipment of a new $200 million U.S. military aid package has just arrived. That includes ammunition. In the past, the U.S. has been kind of cautious about military transfers to Ukraine, but now they are even allowing Lithuania to send U.S.-made Stinger missiles there. Secretary Blinken says there have been detailed discussions with the Russians on the diplomatic path, various security guarantees. Will any of this be enough? Again, it remains unclear.
Now, it's not normally the time of year you'd have these,
no,
but there is one, isn't there? A big bushfire, Big Sur.
This is so bizarre. It is winter. Much of this country is dealing with snowstorms, as we see night by night. And yet, along the California coast in the famous Big Sur Coastal Drive, an out-of-season bushfire is forcing evacuations. This fire started a couple of days ago in some steep canyon areas. It's then spread quickly to the sea, fanned by some strong winds up to 80 kilometres an hour. So some 500 people have been called on to evacuate from around that road that traces the coastal fringe. This is the stretch between the tourist town of Carmel and Big Sur. That has forced the shutdown of part of the coastal road. There is no estimated time for reopening. There are mainly tourist businesses along that highway, but it's also the scenic route to towns like Monterey. Once again, this is raising much talk about climate change. What is obvious is that where once bushfires were a feature of California's summers, they are now a threat year-round.
Is that at Hurst Castle? I stopped along that road,
yeah,
and
Simeon, yeah,
visited Hurst Castle. That's right in the middle of it, isn't it?
It is. It's in that area, but it's up on a hill, so it's surrounded by grasslands and pretty well protected from the fires. In some of the other spots, of course, they're pretty tightly squeezed in between the canyons and the coastal areas, and so it's really a trouble spot for some of those folks. And of course, there's really no way out. If you're trapped there, as we've seen in rock slides and in fires in the past, you can be caught there for a long time. Sometimes they have to bring in choppers to get people out. And of course, if they don't have the tourist trade, their businesses are sunk as well.
Great stuff, Richard. Look forward to catching up with you later in the week.